This is Christoph Kisun, and you're listening to Navigating Diversity, where we explore how human beings differ, yet can find ways to relate to one another in an increasingly xenophobic socio-political climate. Today, I am joined by Saira Tariquez, a senior pursuing a double major in political science and philosophy at Idaho State. Saira is a first-generation Mexican-American from Idaho and first-generation college student, and she's working towards a career in immigration law. Our topic today is minority representation in early education. Let's navigate this together. Hi, Saira.
Hi, Christoph. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being in the studio with me today.
Of course. More than happy.
What is representation?
So for me, representation is just seeing someone who looks like you, mm-hmm. whether it be in a job you'd like to be in the school, in the classroom, anywhere, someone that shares something in common with you, whether it be gender, whether it be race, whether it be economic background, something that you can find in common with someone who is above you.
Right. And mm-hmm. this is particularly important in terms of role modeling, right?
Yes.
Having
yes.
role models that look like you.
Someone that emulates you.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that you can emulate.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. And why is representation important in early education?
It's important because for a lot of people who come from, who are people of color, mm-hmm. it matters in seeing that someone that looks like you has achieved great success.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, at least, I didn't have a teacher of color until I was in seventh grade.
Wow.
And so I lacked seeing someone that looked like me in a higher position, in a position that required college. Mm-hmm. A lot of the people around me that looked like me didn't go to college, didn't finish high school. So I think it's very important for younger kids to see that when they have someone that looks like them, someone that's gone to college, they see that as achievable. It helps them see that I too can do that because I see someone who is also poor,
mm-hmm.
who is also an immigrant, mm-hmm. who is also from a disadvantaged background. And especially for younger kids, we're teaching them to dream and to dream big, but it's hard when you see no one that looks like you in the careers that you would like to be in.
Right, right. And I think that kind of goes at all levels. I think that's clear at all levels, right?
Yes.
From early education, I would say even going up into university,
mm-hmm.
you know, for me being in grad school, it's very important to have faculty that look like you as well and share your research interests,
mm-hmm.
That understand your background,
yes.
And are open to your ideas.
Exactly, because when you share that background with someone else, they probably have had similar experiences as you, so they understand where you're coming from. Whereas
right.
if you have someone that doesn't look like you, they don't see the world the same way you have
yeah.
because of those differences and experiences.
Mm-hmm. And then they just can't help you as much as mm-hmm. somebody who looks like you
yes,
can.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. How can understanding this importance of representation help us navigate diversity?
It's important to understand that representation in classrooms is needed because
mm-hmm.
if we want a more diverse workplace, if we want a more diverse world and where everyone can get an opportunity, we need to start in the classrooms, especially for younger kids, because we want to start the little ones, our children, being able to see the future clearly and to see that they too can also achieve what other students around them have achieved or their parents have achieved, and starting them off young and letting them see that achievement is possible for them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. And I think there's also a difference between descriptive and substantive representation too, right?
Yes.
I think a lot of the times, just because we see a minority person in a position of power, we expect them to bat for the minority,
yes.
pass policies, do all of those things
mm-hmm.
for the minority. But that's not always the case.
No, it's not.
A lot of the times you just kind of become a placeholder or
mm-hmm.
you become kind of a check-the-box
yes.
minority person and you mm-hmm. look like you're representing the people. But when you really strip it down and look at what actions they're taking, that's not always the case.
That's very important,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Yeah, particularly in politics.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Right?
Yeah, you see people that look like you, and that's great. And like, okay, this person's probably going to speak up for my community, mm-hmm. my people. And then when you get down to it, you see, oh, actually, a lot of their policies are against us. So it's important to see that as well, of course, and to really, I guess, diversify that people of color are in leadership positions, but are they speaking up for their people?
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you kind of have to do a little more research and unpack it a little bit more before you make a judgment call on the real efficacy mm-hmm. of POC representation.
I agree.
Absolutely, right? So in early education, yes, we need to have people of color teaching young kids who also are taking actions and steps mm-hmm. to help those kids in real time and not just, you know, mm-hmm. be in the check the box,
exactly.
POC person.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Syra.
Of course.
Navigating Diversity is a weekly series airing at 7:35 a.m. on Fridays on KISU-FM. Join us next week as we continue to navigate diversity and explore how we can treat each other better in our own communities. To listen and find more information on all episodes, visit kisu.org/programs/navigatingdiversity.